30 days. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. I'm Dr. Scott Peterson, and we have
Shauna Ekstrom. Hey, everybody.
So this is the Team Ekstrom Call. And today, and we've also got Kerry Wilkerson, the Barefoot Executive, with us tonight.
Hey, everybody. Y'all just ignore me. I'm just over here in the corner. Y'all just do your thing.
So anyway, today we're gonna talk about the first 30 days, and we're gonna be talking about the first 30 days, like maybe for your customers, or the first 30 days, and you're a new enrollee, and you're like really trying to figure out exactly what you should be doing for the first 30 days, and why it's important, or maybe you're a builder, and you've got a team growing, and you're teaching your people on what to do over the first 30 days when they enroll other people, and so. These are just some of the guidelines that we use, and Kerry, I think she had some questions for us. Shauna, did you want to talk about that?
Well, I think with Isagenics, it is a kind of a unique thing. The first 30 days is really a big deal. It's your story, and when you have a product like this that's visual and emotional, the first 30 days are so important because you're establishing just really the bottom line of how it's going to make you feel, how it's going to make you look. And, you know, some people need to lose some weight. Some people want to gain more energy. And so tracking that first 30 days is really whether you're starting out as a customer, like Scott said, or you're doing it as a business, which usually, as I tell people, that because if you do it with your results in mind, it's a results-driven product, then sometimes the business comes to you in the back door. Most people will say, oh, I'm not interested in making money or really just want to try the product. So we want to get the people off to a really good start because people are going to tell people because they feel so good and how they look is a story in itself. So, yeah, the first 30 days is a really big deal in making your own story. And so we like people to start out with, you know, who do you know that could be an accountability partner? Who could help you? Now, some people maybe don't want to try the product yet till they see your results, but you could even ask them, would you just be my accountability partner, a friend? And they're going to watch you and help you. And so we, as well as the sponsor, would want to help them be accountable, you know, so we can find out what their medium is the best in. Do they like emails? Do they want you to call? Texting seems to be the best way to do it, and I find that so. It's just a really neat way to keep in touch with them, especially when they start on their product, because they're a little bit like, oh, maybe I forgot my water, or did you? And so just texting them, letting them know that you're right there with them several times throughout the day when they're very first starting their product. But you've already, Scott, do you want to go from there when you get the product, what we do with people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the most important things is to have on a new enrollee, let's say a new enrollee or a customer, we want to welcome them, right? We want to send out an email that welcomes them. And you may have a format in an email that you do, or an autoresponder series where you just add the name in and then send it. But it's really, really important to make sure that you welcome your new customer or the new enrollee into the team. I would invite them to the secret Facebook group if they're a builder or if they just want to get results themselves. We invite people to our secret Facebook group, which is our team page, where we give support and if anybody has any questions. And then I also direct them to the ISA accountability group on Facebook, where if they ask a question, they're going to get 30 answers. I mean, it's incredible. I love that resource. We direct them to other resources like isaproduct.com, which is another place where people can get more information about the products that they're putting in their body. And then we want to make sure that we follow up with them unpacking the box. I always tell people, look, when I first personally enroll somebody, Shauna, don't we do that? We just say, look, we're going to unpack the box with you. So when you get the box, text me or call me, and then we'll spend 10 minutes unpacking the box, maybe pull out a marker and write on the package, on the products, take these two times a day, take this one in the morning, take this one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or that type of thing. And so that way people just have more certainty when they go into the program. It can be overwhelming.
Especially if they're doing like a President's Pack or one of the bigger packs, they look at all this product and they get like, whoa. So helping them to unpack the box makes them realize that they really do have somebody that's holding their hand just to get started. It seems like the first day is a little scary because they think, oh, you know, even the thought of cleansing, they may have a fear around it. But hopefully before they've got their box in the mail, they've already looked at a couple of videos. And that's for sure one of the things you want to start with, so that they have a little bit of knowledge about what they're doing. They're listening to the video on product, and it would be really good if you had them listen to an opportunity video, because many people don't realize how much this particular product, the business follows. It comes in the back door because of what happens when you do it right. People are going to see a visual result in a very short period of time, not even a 30-day period. Usually within the first week, they are so excited. And that, right at the beginning, the excitement is what really turns them on and gets them to sharing with their best friends, their mom, their dad, or their husband. They just can't help it. They can't help themselves. So,
yeah, when we drop weight, we have more energy. We feel better than we've ever felt in our lives,
right,
or at least in the last couple of years. Why wouldn't we want to share that with our friends and our family? And
I know. And even when I met you, you didn't believe me. And I told you, you know, well, you know, this product is going to work. I knew it was going to work when I saw your belly. I'm like, oh, good. And so by me telling you that, you didn't really believe me, though, did you?
No, I didn't believe you.
No.
I just wanted you to write me a check every month so I could help you market this on the Internet.
Yeah, but what happened was, what I knew was going to happen was if you took it anywhere close to the instructions, which you said you would, and you committed to it, when you committed, I knew that you would have results. And so I followed very closely with you on the texting. I think that's how that was our medium at the time, was texting. You lived in Dallas, I lived in Houston. So we text back and forth, and I reminded you, you're drinking your water. Are you taking your snacks? And then helped him, you know, make the first shake through the telephone. And it worked. I mean, he lost 11 pounds in the first, no, 15 pounds.
I think you texted me because you liked me.
Well, I did, but I grew to like you more because you did it exactly like I told you. That was really good.
I told you I'd be quiet.
You got some points there. Right, Sherry?
That's right. Super fun points there. You know, one thing I wanted to back up and say to anybody listening, because I think we have people that get defeated if they feel like they missed their first 30 days, or, hey, I'm already 30 days in, or I'm already 2 years in, or 3 years in. Mm-hmm. Here's what I love about an opportunity-based business and changing what you're putting into your body. You can start that 30 days today. You can start a new 30 days tomorrow. Now, I don't want you to get into the habit of saying, oh, I'll just start my 30 days Monday. Nope, just going to start my 30 days after the holidays. You know what? After the summer, I'm going to start my 30 days. Stop with that, you know, diet tomorrow mentality and just say, there is no reason why I cannot have a power-packed 30 days starting today. No matter where I am in the business, no matter how long that product has been in my closet, I love what you said about your daughter, Heidi, how she just kept accumulating the product, you know, in her closet. You'd send it to her and she'd put it on the shelf. And, you know, and then I read a story the other day about a young man who somebody sent him some. He packed it away in a box, lost track of it. He moved, found it in a box, started taking it, and started dropping weight like 2 years later. He said he was hoping there wasn't an expiration date and that it wasn't going to kill him. But, you know, your 30 days can start now just when you make the decision. So I don't want anybody to think that they're out of the running because they missed their 30 days. But I think this is so important.
That's great. That's a great point. That's a great point, because it might even be just, you might even just say, you know what, for the next 30 days, I'm just going to do one shake in the morning and my Ionic Supreme, or I'm going to do a daily cleanse, and that's what you're going to do. You may just say that. I mean, and then commit to that. Make it easy for yourself so that you can have some positive results.
Right.
Yep.
But I like people to get a fast start. So wherever that fast start, you're absolutely right. even with the business, sometimes people feel like, well, you know, I started a year ago or I started 6 months ago, but I really didn't give it my all. What about starting a brand new 30-day, just like you're on day one? Okay, you could even say when somebody said, you know, one of the things that people do ask you in a network marketing business is, well, how are you doing? Are you making money? That's one of the questions that seems to be legal in this profession, where in other businesses they don't ask you. And I like people to say, you know, I actually started on the product whenever, but I didn't really take the business seriously. But starting now, and then start your story over. Your brand new 30-day story can be started any time. This is when I got committed. You know, I really committed myself to this journey, and this is from this day forward. And then you've got your own brand new story. So you don't ever have to look back. Same thing with when it comes to weight loss. I mean, this product is not really just about weight loss. It's about health. But many people, let's face it, are looking for weight loss. And I loved that part of it because I knew the stories that women had every day in the salon that they would complain about their weight. So I actually sold it in the beginning as a weight loss product, more so than anything else, because I knew that with my visual result that I would get, I would be able to tell my story. So if you are blessed with extra weight, get excited, because this is the first time that your weight will come back to bless you, because it can turn into a very serious, lucrative, referral-based business, because the weight comes off very naturally, very safely, and very quickly. So that's what I have to say. That's why I got excited in the beginning. And starting a habit, you know, like Stephen Covey says, takes 21 days to do a habit. Mm-hmm. So let's just say when you add another week to that, just think of how much the habit is really continuing on, and then you'll be able to help the next person on their new habit of the next 21 days, and it just goes on and on. Very exciting when you start out with a quick start.
Shauna, tell me a little bit about the importance of pictures and measurements in the first 30 days, right? And somebody unpacks the box. That's one of the first things that we want people to really make sure that they do.
I want them to do it even before they get their box, because, you know, they're already going to be a little bit, they're looking at the box and all that. But, yeah, at least when you do get your box, you'll get the measurements. You'll get the tape measure in there. So if you wait until then to get your pictures, that's okay. But if you're nervous about taking pictures and not wanting them out there on the Internet, they're your pictures. You don't have to show anybody else, but keep them for your own results, if nothing else. There is a place online if you want to actually post, and that's in the Isobody Challenge, and I recommend that you do that because there's extra product to earn by doing that, and it can really give you another accountability. But if you don't want to do that, at least get someone to take your picture, because you won't believe it. If you see yourself day to day in the mirror, you're not going to see the results. You will feel the clothes starting to fall off of you, literally. But if you see the results, the difference in the inflammation in your face as it starts to go down, and put on whatever you think that will be very visual. A good place to see that would be to go to allononepage.net, and then that will link you over to another website, but you find it in that one-stop shop there. And it's called weightlosshalloffame.net. Look at number one picture. That's Peter. He's the guy that made me take a look at this. And it was his that very number one visual result that he got from doing a 33 days, he lost 31 pounds. It's a great visual because you will see that he didn't lose muscle. He kept all the lean muscle and lost weight. So I love that picture. It just gives you an idea. Now, his wife, being the marketer that she is, Carol, she made him get in the Speedo. So I realize that most of y'all aren't going to get in the Speedo. But it was very visual, and she said she realized that from her many, many years. Years and years ago, she was in Herbalife when they came out with a weight loss product years ago, and she saw the power of a picture. And we're talking about 30-some years ago that she understood the power of a picture. So when she found out about this product, that it was so fast, she made Peter get in the Speedo. And he was a good, you know, he was a really good sport, so he did it. But he's helped our business so much by doing that. And I would like you just to do it for yourself. Don't forget the measurements. Men tend to lose more pounds right away, and we lose more inches. So measurements are super, super important, and it does come with that chart that you can so measure yourself. Don't be addicted to the scale every day. It'll tell you when to weigh after your cleanse days, and don't do it every day because then you're just looking, you know, and we just don't want you getting discouraged because it sort of falls off after each second cleanse day. So, Scott, anything to say about that?
Well, yeah. So what I'd like to do is just continue, I mean, on a new enrollee. The next thing is really just following up with them, right? So once you've unpacked the box and you've invited them to the Facebook group and you've sent them to the ISO accountability group and they've taken their pictures and their measurements and all, and they're ready to go. What I like to do is, and this comes from P.K. Smith and Angela Maresca, and we want to thank them. And Lisa Washington directed me to this resource, and I believe that Don Barlini might have had some say in this. And we really appreciate providing this. They call it the five touches. And so what I love about the five touches is it gives us now a system that we can follow up with people over the next 30 days. And number one is we send a product video and an opportunity video. And the product video might be, are you toxic or what's aging you? Great videos on the product that really edify the products. And then an opportunity video is maybe the Isagenix difference or enterprising women.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one. But also make sure that you ask them, is there a few minutes when we can get on the phone together when you're in front of your computer? Because then you know it gets done. They may say they don't have time, but I bet they have 5 minutes that you can get on the phone with them. And then you'll be hearing it so that you know it gets done.
Yeah,
super important.
So that's touch number one. Touch number two is just review what it takes to become a consultant and how they can basically get their products for 50 to 75% discount. See, so many times we talk to people about doing the business, but they don't really want to do the business because business is attached, and we've talked about this before. Business, that means there's accounts receivables and payables and payroll and more business and more activity, and I don't have time for another business. But when we tell them, look, what about having, you know, your products at a 50 to 75% discount? Well, then, gosh, that's verbiage that who's going to say no to that? And so we call that the crystal consultant bonus, whereas if you put one person on your left and one person on your right, Isagenix pays you $50 for becoming a consultant in Isagenix. And then many of the teams are having a $50 match rank advancement bonus. They may choose to do that. They may choose not to. They call that the crystal consultant bonus. And, of course, there's the product introductory bonuses. And if they do that in the first 7 days, they get double product introductory bonuses. So, basically, you can get your product either almost paid for completely, depending on which system you purchased in the beginning, or a 50 to 75% discount. Who doesn't like discounts?
Yeah, but realizing that what you said about accounts receivable and accounts payable, that is not part of this business. That's in their mind what they would be thinking that in their mind. But in our company, of course, there is none of that. It's all tracked for you. You don't have any of that. But they don't understand that. If they've been in a regular, you know, brick-and-mortar business, then they're thinking, oh, no, I don't want to do business. So it just comes to them naturally in the back door with great product results based on the first 30 days. It's a very natural transition there. So
yeah, thanks for clarifying that. The third touch is the five-day appointment where you can ask the customer or the new enrollee, what measurable result have you had? And it just kind of reminds them. Maybe they pull out their picture and they go, you know, I compared my picture after the first week and after the first 5 days, and I'm already starting to shrink. Or I did measurements after 5 days just to check and see how it's going. And maybe even ask the question, who do you know who might benefit also from these results? Because now you're in the first 5 days and you're asking them to think of somebody who might also benefit.
It's right in the exciting time, because that's when you really are noticing more energy. You're feeling looser in your clothes if you've really been doing it, you know, with the water, drinking the water. And then the next thing is really asking what compliment that you've received. You know, that would be, let's say, on the second week, we could we could have an appointment that day, about 14 days in, and ask them, what kind of compliments have you received yet? You know, you're going to hear about their story. And then again, the fifth one would be a 30-day appointment. So you're doing, you know, the 5-day, the 14-day, and then about 30 days. So then at the end of your 30 days, you're going to have an appointment with them and review the results.
Yeah, that's touch number five, the 30-day appointment where you review the auto ship box, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of for the new enrollee and the customer.
And then there's of course the 30 days that would be more of an accountability for those people who say right away, they're raising their hand and saying, you know, I want to make some money at this. Some people come in just to get their products, you know, paid for, which we love those people, but it can turn into a very serious, lucrative referral program. And many people who have done network marketing before are looking for serious income. So that 30 days turns into a whole other thing of accountability and fun with the people who brought you into the business, and also people in the upline that didn't really happen, because this beautiful compensation plan with just building two teams, people are going to drop into your business that are attached at the hip to you. And so, you know, people above you, so we want to be able to help them meet those people. And that can be done through, there's a tool with Isagenix called My Isagenics that is like a series of, what do you call that, the drip?
The autoresponder.
The autoresponder, yeah. Yeah, for you internet people. And it's awesome because each day, if they opt into that and you ask them if they would like to have to receive an email from you each day on where they're at. But you can do that for the product and or the business.
Yeah, it's like virtual coaching, right? Mm-hmm. Every 30 days, they give them, it's an autoresponder and they get the email, and that's not something mm-hmm. you have to do. The five touches was really just something that you can, when you duplicate that in your organization, what ends up happening, I believe, is that we have retention. And so we want to do everything we can for duplication and retention in our businesses.
Mm-hmm. We want people to not feel when, especially for the business builders, the people who say, I want to make some serious money with this. We don't want them to feel like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to coach all these people, hold their hand and babysit them through this weight loss program, when a lot of people have a lot of excuses around their own health or whatever. They don't want to do that. They see themselves as not wanting to lock into something like that, where we want to help them with this automated thing where they're going to get support, and keep it simple for the people. Help them to see that first 30 days can be really fun. It can be as simple as a 3-way call with their sponsor or 2 or 3 upline members that they have given them, you know, let them know that somebody new is on the team, and make it a brag call. Say, you know, this happened with this person that, you know, you're telling them, you're letting them brag. You 3-way a call in with another upline person and say, I just wanted you to share with them what you just shared with me. I'm so excited. And it helps solidify it for them, makes it real for them, and realize at the same time, well, I could do this for the people that I want to celebrate their success as well. So just hearing it reinforces to them that, you know what, I did this. And this is how simple this business is. So let's see the best. Anything else, Carrie, about the accountability?
Yeah, I love that. And here's the other thing. I think in a world where we are busy and on the go and we don't want to have another appointment to call our upline, I love the autoresponder, the automated email coaching and accountability. I think that's really powerful, and it just reaches people where they are. But as far as duplicability, that means you don't have to be training everybody individually. You don't have to be nagging everybody or hounding everybody. I think it's perfect. I really love that about the Isagenix training and the system.
I love that too. And also just by setting those appointment times, like touching them at 5 days, 14 and 30, and of course in between texting or whatever, then at that point you can basically be their sort of cheerleader on those days.
Yep.
But in between, you can you know, help them during this time, to help them to see that our simple compensation plan is so simple that it's just a matter of you telling two people
and then that, and teaching them to tell two people. That mm-hmm. is the compensation plan. You plus two, them plus two. It's so simple that my 11-year-old granddaughter can do that compensation plan. She saw it at the meeting that was held last on the 21st. She got so excited. She's been doing it, and she did it for our meeting last week. And I mean, nobody else did the compensation plan but her. She had a paper. She wrote it out, and she can fill it in and show you how to make money. It's just, it's adorable because it helps you to see that this is so simple. An 11-year-old or younger, I'm sure, could do this.
I love it. That speaks volumes right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So one of the other things that we like to make sure that people are doing in the first 30 days is to make sure that they're looking at their downline reports. So like if you got a new team member and they're asking what to do, well then just tell them to make sure that their new enrollees are looking at their downline reports. Those downline reports show a lot of times that, you know, somebody who may be ready for a rank advancement and they just don't even know it. They just need one more person, or they may be up for double product introductory bonuses. They just need somebody that week and they didn't realize. And so in that first 30 days, it's real critical that people be able to go into their back office, and you can walk them through the back office to show them that. Also, the Enrollers Club, which is something that so many people don't take advantage of. They've enrolled five people in their Isagenix business, and the company then puts a coupon in your back office and allows you to have an Ageless Essentials with product B, which is a $140 product in the U.S. And many people, I think I was asking Travis Garza at one time, I think 60% of the people don't take advantage of using those coupons.
And maybe it's because they haven't been walked through their back office, and that is something we want to do, is to help people, you know, sit in front of their computer when they have a few minutes. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but the sooner the better, so that they can walk through that and actually see how simple it is, where to find things, and then show them, you know, how to make sure they're qualified. So all of those things, if they happen in the first 30 days, chances are they're going to duplicate that. And this business is truly a matter of duplication. You, as they say, you duplicate or die. This is not, really, it's just not sales. If it were just sales, like many businesses are, where you go out and sell a product and then you have to go back and return and sell that product again, then you have, I call that a job. This I call just this streamlined, beautiful business where you don't just, you sell the product, absolutely. You're excited about it because you're a walking, talking billboard that you got your story at least started within the first 30 days, and then it becomes duplicatable. If it's not duplicatable, I just don't want people to have to work really that hard. I think we're all looking for something that makes us feel better, look better, but also that just by, you know, getting excited because of our results, we are able to duplicate that. I'm not, I mean, everywhere you go into a restaurant and you meet an incredible waiter and you say, you know, you'd be really good at my business. And all it is a matter of sharing what you did. You tell your story, whatever that story is, business or product that turned into a business. That's duplication. Pretty soon they go, I could do this. Or let's say you bring them to a launch party as soon as you can. Let's say within the first 2 weeks you've had great results on the product, you want to have maybe a launch party at your home or at your upline's home or someone's. You have people come over and then you help them to get started on the product. That's duplication. And many, many times at the launch parties, we actually end up helping people that want to get started right then and there with product that we can hand them and order that back to us. So we sign them up and then you just have this revolving inventory. You certainly don't have to do that, but it seems to me like with weight loss, you have to know that sometimes people want it yesterday. They don't want to wait 5 days. You know how it is when that little window of reality check comes in and they go, okay, I want it. But if you don't get the product in their mouth right then, 4 to 5 days later, they may say, I'll wait till next month. And we don't want to do that because we know this works so well so fast.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess I really do like this idea of 30 days. Basically, it's a jump start to your business, a jump start to your health.
I like it. Scott, you have anything to add?
No, I think I've covered most of it. Is there a question that you might think is important, Sean? Is there something in the first 30 days that you think everybody needs to know?
Just get excited. I mean, just get excited because you can really jumpstart your business and know that you've created for people a habit, a lifestyle change. I mean, we can feel really good about a business like that can become duplicatable within the first 30 days can be launched. That's exciting.
It's very exciting. And, you know, I think we could even pare it back a little for people that are afraid to commit to 30 days. I think you could pare it back to 9. I mean, what if we really sold out for 9 days, did the cleanse for 9 days? Even if they cheated a little, they're still going to have phenomenal results, and people are going to want to know. Here's what I love about a weight loss and wellness business. You don't have to tell people what you're doing. They're going to bug you and ask you. They're not going to let you bring it up in the conversation. That's the number one thing I've noticed on Facebook pages, on blogs, on Instagram. Anytime somebody is looking better or even glowing, you know, much less changing sizes, the number one question, it's not even first like, hey, you look great, or wow, I'm so proud of you. The number one question is, what are you doing? What are you doing to get those results? And we all know there are 10,000 ways to lose weight and look better, but they want to know what you're doing because you may have the secret that they've not ever heard of yet, or you may have found something that's more palatable to them than what they've tried in the past. And I mean, they ask celebrities, they ask authors, they ask musicians. There is nobody untouchable with this question, and this is why this is such a great business. If you will first commit to 9 days and then 30 of changing your health and your body and your habits, people will be asking you. And then it's not you selling them on anything. It's, this is what I'm putting in my body, and this is how you can get it too. I mean, it's such an organic business. It's mind-blowing.
And that's I love it. And that is exactly how and why I started this business. When I saw Peter's picture, and I said, get me that product now. Got the product, put it in my mouth, and within the first 9 days, I had incredible results. My clothes were so loose, and that I had to do it again. And so at that time, all we had was a 9-day system. So by the time I did the next 9-day system with 10 days off in between, I lost 3 full dress sizes. And my clients were saying, what are you doing? Even clients that weren't, they were bodybuilders. They were not weight loss people that I thought, you know, that I thought at that time that those would be the only people interested. Absolutely not. It was everybody across the board. I launched my business because of my story, which is why when I sell or share a weight loss, if we only sell a 30-day system now, I always try to get people to I share with them they can do 1 day a week of cleansing, or they can push it into the front end and get most of that toxins and things moving out of their system where they will get the weight loss up front. So they'll do a 2-day pre-cleanse, and then start the 9 days right there at the beginning. Instead of 1 day a week they're cleansing, they're getting it up front. They get that result and that hope. And truly, that hope and belief is what will build your business and launch your business, and also just keep those results going. Like, you're never going to want to go back to the way you felt when it happens that fast. And so that's how I have always sold or shared the product. I almost always encourage people. Now, whether they'll do that or not, maybe their lifestyle permits them to only cleanse once a week, but at least I give people that option. And hopefully I do it because I want them to see that. I want them to get that hope and belief that I got immediately. I don't want to make them wait 30 days for that.
Right.
Some people
right.
don't have that kind of patience, you know?
Or time.
In this past or time, exactly. Or maybe they have an event, and I will even ask them, do you have an event coming up where, you know, this would make a difference? And when they do, boy, that's even better, a second accountability. Yeah, I agree with you, Carrie. It's a very exciting visual and emotional business, weight loss certainly is, but also health-wise and just feeling better, like every day, feeling good in your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome and getting to share that story, not selling it, not pushing it on your friends, but making it so visual that they say, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, too, because, you know, I mean, so many of us are right in the middle of a 90-day game plan right now, and sometimes 90 days can be a little bit intimidating. And
it's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. And so breaking it down into the first 30 days and the second 30 and then the third 30, that 30-day increment makes it so much easier. But just like you said, Carrie, that just let's make it 9 days. You know, let's just commit to doing 9 days, and then we can get great results. And then, you know, it's almost like, well, gosh, I've got some momentum here. Why would I want to quit?
Yeah,
exactly. And then why wouldn't you want to have results after 9 days? So then you could just start telling everybody now so that before the end of the 30 days, you've made your money back. I mean, that
there
just makes sense to me.
Yeah,
that just bottom line makes sense to me. Well, here's what I want to challenge everybody to do. I want to challenge you to do a new 30 days, and I want to challenge you not necessarily to wait till tomorrow, but what can you do today to start that 30 days, or what could you order to have your product on hand to start your 9-day in the next few days? You guys know the power of this business. You know the power of the pay plan and the power of the product. I'm going to challenge you to hit that right now within 30 days. Sean and Scott, this has been great. This has been super helpful and encouraging. And you're right, 90 days is a long time. So I'm going to encourage everybody to first hit their 9 and then hit their 30 and just dare people to ask you what you're doing. Dare people to want to be involved with what you're doing, because honestly, it's a great product. It's a whole product. It's an established company, and you can feel really good about answering them honestly, you know, instead of having to be embarrassed to tell them you're doing the cabbage soup diet or the mayo 4-day hot dogs and banana diet. You know, you're doing something actually that makes sense, that's sustainable for the long haul. So you guys have anything? Yeah, you have anything to add or encourage everybody before we let them go?
There was just one other thing that that popped into my head. You know, if there's a professional and you're listening to this call and you're like a dentist, like myself, when I was working 5 days a week in the dental chair, and you're going, okay, well, when would I ever pick up the phone and have time to call somebody and make sure that they're, you know, what their measurements results are or whatever? You've got team, you've got staff, you've got people that you can use to help you do that. You get them trained on this and let them handle that for you.
And let your upline train the staff.
And let your upline train the staff, and then, you know, you become the credibility builder for the business. So I know that in our business, we're really trying to find more and more professionals, because dentists, I know how hard they work. I was one. I was working, you know, 40, 60-hour work weeks.
And I've seen what was in the back room in your office that the people were eating. It wasn't good.
Yeah, the potluck with the chips and the cakes and the things that always end up on the table and everybody just snacks on. That's just some point I wanted to bring up. So thank you, Carrie, so much.
Thank you, Carrie. Thanks,
everybody.
Thank
you, guys.
See you next week.
And everybody else, have a great week. See you next week at the same time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Great. Bye.
Bye.